Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mara. Welcome to You Are Okay with Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to my typical switchboard screw-up. Someday we will laugh at these, although it's been several months now and I'm not completely laughing anymore. But hopefully we will be having some music, or we should have some music in the background. I don't know what's going on, I swear. I, once again, cannot hear it, and I'm not going to presume it's there. Let me restart and see where we can go from there, and I'm just not going to have that be a distraction on a constant basis. Let's see. Nope. Well, welcome. Welcome today. I think one of the things that's perhaps the most challenging about life, doing a radio program, living life, seeing people around you, is just accepting everything just the way it is. There's just, I don't know, it presents a challenge that is often difficult to accept, to live up to. And so right now, in this moment, as we're beginning our program here, let us thank God, love, Yahweh, Allah, the Great Spirit, the Eternal Now, the All That Is, the Mysterious All, whatever name you use to describe and know that there is something beyond us that is all of us and more. Let us thank that infinite being and say, I accept everything just the way it is. That's going to be the topic of our Sunday program, but I think it's something that we forget to do on a regular basis. And in my opinion, that is where our peace rests. It rests in that moment. Now, I will stop with messing with the switchboard here for a second here. Today we've come together for our appointed time with God to work on just allowing ourselves some time in this perfect moment. How can it be anything but perfect if we are thanking the universe, love, God, for everything, just the way it is? So we have come at the perfect appointed time to raise ourselves up with the perfect group of people in meditative spirit, to celebrate the moment. Wow. That's gigantic. Here we are in meditative spirit to celebrate the moment together as friends. What a blessing we have that we live in a society that enables us that freedom. What a blessing I have that I have an opportunity to reach out, grab a telephone, and call each of you. Touch myself with your spirit and touch you with mine. I can't speak for all of you, but I can say for me, this week has been one of acceptance. And I'm finding that my peace is so much deeper when I just accept. When I just accept life as it is. And what we do on Friday mornings is we meditate together and we set the stage for a meditative pose, a meditative topic, so to speak, for you for the rest of the week ahead of you. And then we start over again. And I love this. I love joining with your spirit. I love feeling the energy of you around me. And I am blessed to have this opportunity. What we use as our guide is uniquely created, divinely inspired you. And whenever you're in a down moment in life, when you feel like life is against you, remember, you are uniquely created and divinely inspired. You can thank the universe for everything. And in that acceptance, that thanking, you can move forward. So the title came to me divinely, just like the entire book came to me divinely, and I'd love for each of you to have a copy of it. I don't expect you to pay money for it. My ideal, I manifest into the world a time when I will have uniquely created, complete with its beautiful little color photos, distributed to everyone. For free, who wants it? I can just hand it out like the Gideon Bible is handed out. But for now, I can't really do that in concrete form because they're fairly pricey. Those of you who have thought to look price know that. But you don't have to buy one. I'll give you one. I'll give you an electronic copy that will open up on your computer and look every bit as good as any that you would purchase anywhere. The only difference is it isn't bound, and it is a great tool to have for this meditative practice. If you're not interested in that, you just don't want the trouble of it, go through back to January, and you will see that we blogged in each and every day. And today we are on day 12, and the passage is about speaking and listening. Listening with the ears of those who speak. Before we get to that place, let us now pull ourselves together and take some 3 deep breaths and begin the process of unifying ourselves as one whole as we get ready to meditate. In the beginning, we talked a lot about how you meditate, where you meditate, and I always encourage people to have some place that's special to them, that's their place of meditation that clings within it the beautiful energy that they left there last. It's a place where they can step down, and just as God knows you are coming now for this appointment, that space recognizes you, the power of you, and brings forth energy to help you step into meditative practice and peace. Now let us start by taking 3 deep, deep breaths. And in the first breath, before we talk about anything, before I say a word, today we're going to think, I am okay. So you're going to have a long, long breath. Act as though it's originating in your feet. And pull the air from your feet up over the front of your calves, up over the front of your thighs. Pull it. Pull the energy of that breath up. Start aligning your chakras. Let your base chakra go. Let it wake up and be alive with energy and begin the process of releasing the fear that you store there. Let's move next up to the sacral chakra, the sex chakra. That's the zone it's in, and it's that zone of creativity, both of mankind and of thinking and things. That's your creation zone. Light that space up with this breath as you're pulling through. Light it up in orange. And feel the creative energy of your sexual zone, your sacral chakra, flowing through your body, and know that you have creation in you. Move next and pull the energy of that breath up into your stomach, your solar plexus chakra. That's the zone of healing, self-healing, my friend. That's yellow, beautiful, beautiful yellow light. Lift that light out of you. Pull it up with your breath. Pull it up and send that energy coursing through your body so that as we begin this transfusion of energy with love, we pull the negativity that has been in our life that holds us down, the disease out of us, and we become one and whole and healed. Continue that breath, pulling it up, and ignite your heart. Yes, your heart chakra. It's a green energy. Green energy. And rather than limiting your love, let's send love out to everyone. Feel a beacon of love and light coming out of your heart chakra. Feel the light exploding and beginning to encircle the earth. Beginning to encircle everyone. If that's too strong of a concept, a beacon of light, then feel bubbles of love flowing out of your heart and know that you are enough. You are enough to make a difference, and your love matters. So as you pull this energy, I am enough. Pull that same energy as you're pulling the breath up. Pull it through your throat chakra, which is a beautiful blue zone. Excuse me. Beautiful, beautiful blue zone. And send beautiful, loving words from your mind. Think about a day full of loving words coming from you. And now pull the same breath up to your crown chakra and believe in you. Ignite that purple haze or that purple color and believe in you. Believe in your value, in your importance, in your life. And now manifest that which you believe you want and choose to have in your life. Manifest who you are. Manifest, I am okay. Now we complete the breath by opening our crown chakra at the top, which is a very iridescent color. Open it up, purplish, white hues, gorgeous, gorgeous. And now start allowing the energy, the breath, to escape through your crown chakra and now circle it back in like you're on a blood recycling machine. And invite the energy of the universe, of the all that is, into your life. Through your crown chakra, and now we're going to take that transfusion of energy. We're going to take it, and we're going to go the reverse direction with our divining rod, sending all of the negativity that is part of us, that has blocked our energy, that has blocked our days, that has affected us in any way, sending that energy back as we breathe out and blow that energy back into the earth from whence it came, powered by a dynamic transfusion of love's energy. Now let us take another deep, deep cleansing breath. Once again, we're drawing the energy up through our feet. And as we're doing that, we're going to listen to a little music and we're going to breathe three times. And let's do this to, I'm looking for something that's a soothing music. And I happen to really, really love this Liza Lynn and George Tortorelli. Let's try Flowers in the Wind. We're going to breathe in. We're just going to take a few minutes of that, and we're going to breathe in, pulling the energy up through our feet for 1 minute. Deep, deep breaths. Let's align our chakras, get our zones all lined up, and get ourselves coursing with the transfused energy of the universe. So here we go with Liza Lynn and George Tortorelli, Flowers in the Wind. And we're going to do just 2 minutes of that beautiful, beautiful CD, which is called Love and Peace. Now, breathing in, pull the air up, up through the front of your thighs. Keep your chakras lined up. Keep deep breaths going. The cap of your breath is your crown chakra. Allow that breath to infuse, to become brighter, to become lighter. See it sparkling, and now blow it out. Om. One more. This time again, think, I am enough. Now let's think, I am love. Reach out our right arm, and let's begin forming a circle around this planet, a circle that is big enough today, if there's only two of us, to completely encase this planet in love. And every time someone joins us, if they reach out their right arm, they will feel the residual energy that we leave behind from this moment. And they will be one with us in this moment, even though not here, because time is relative. Now let's reach out our left arm and let us complete the circle, joining together. And let us send love to the universe. Let us send love to every place on this planet. Let us send loving energy, bullets of energy. Not in a negative sense, but soft, gentle, infusing love to every place where decisions of law are made in the world. Whether it is in a hut in some primitive country or in a marble-encased building, let us send love. As we move forward today, let us empower ourselves and the revolution of love by seeing more in others than they show us, and by knowing that everything provides us an opportunity to be our highest self. And in those moments when we are not, knowing that the next moment is waiting, a new beginning just for us. Now, continuing to hold hands, if that's a comfortable posture for you, let us read the meditation today. If you listen to another story with ears, if you listen to another story with your ears, you will filter the experience into your experience. Instead, hear the words from the perspective of the one who speaks. Hear their passionate call for some of you, your time, for some of you. Put yourself and your judgments aside. Listen with an ear to hear what the speaker needs to be heard and how you can help. Again, the name of this passage is Listen with the Ears of Those Who Speak. listen with the ears of those who speak. If you listen to another's story with your ears, you will filter the experience into your experience. Now, we've all done it. That's part of the human form. So now, as you take a breath, I want you to breathe in energy and release all of those times that you failed to hear what someone was saying to you. Let's just let them go. Using the combined energy of all of us here together to know that you are enough. It's safe. It's safe right now. Let it go. Pull the protective energy for yourself up through your feet. Pull the energy, the fears, they're held right now, my friends, in your base chakra. Let's get them out of there. You're totally infused. Right now, they're probably the palest pink there is. Let's bring that pale pink energy encased in a bullet of love, in a bullet of white light. And let's pull those fears up, those times when you haven't listened, when you would have made a difference if you had. And let's release them to the universe, forgiving yourself. Pull them up. Heal yourself. Heal yourself. Pull that energy out. Release it to the universe and be released from it. And breathe. And feel that coursing, clear, crystal pure energy of love floating through your body now, going to every part of your body. Feel your toes igniting with the joy of being released from those times when you didn't listen, forgiving yourself, knowing you are enough, knowing every minute we rewrite ourselves, we decide who we are. People say, well, you know, I probably went on for many minutes. In time, in life, there is only 1 minute. The minute you're in. And no matter how many minutes, hours, or days you were not your highest self, you didn't listen to others, release those times because they are done. And this is the moment of light and appreciation for you, just as you are. You are uniquely created, divinely inspired. You are enough. Hear the words from the perspective of one who speaks. So as you go forward today, now putting behind you all of the times when this hasn't been enough, go forward in peace. Go forward in peace, listening to what people say with bigger ears than you have in the past, not being affected by it because how they feel cannot change who you are. And once you truly believe that, how they feel will not change how you feel. It will not cause you to jump into the chaos of defense, of explanation, of anger. You will stay rested in your peace because you are enough. Let us breathe. Hear their passionate call for some of your time, for some of you. Wow. There is a reason, my friends, that someone is talking to you. You have value to them. They want you to hear what they have to say. Even in those negative moments when they want to say something that isn't great to you, the fact is, you are important enough for them to want to straighten out the situation. You are important enough that they want you to hear their side. Listen. Listen with the ears of the person who is speaking. Listen from a place of believing I am enough. Listen to why what happened is important to that person that you understand. And set aside your prejudgments about what they should think. And listen. Let us breathe. Feel the energy of love coursing through your body now. Feel your spine, your divining rod, your antenna lighting up as this time when you are bringing in through your breaths love's life and breath and love to you. You are reigniting the cells of your life. You are igniting inbred cellular memory. You are enough, and you are remembering. And when you approach any moment, any conversation, believing you are enough, you can listen with ears that are more loving. Because there is nothing that person can say or do that will take away who you are. Hear their passionate call for some of your time, for some of you. Put yourself and your judgments aside. Listen with an ear to hear what the speaker needs to be heard and how you can help. It's amazing how helpful it is to simply understand what someone is feeling and saying. Not to placate them, but to hear them. To understand what they said and to remember that as you move forward. So now, today, as you move forward, my friends, I invite you to listen with the ears of those who speak. And this week, as you meditate on this topic, as you meditate on opening yourself up to believing you are enough in every conversation, in every moment, that every moment is exactly the way it is supposed to be. Once you can instill a belief that that is true, then you can truly care about where other people are coming from. And you can keep your peace even when they're not happy with you. And when you don't, it's okay, because the next moment is yours. To redefine, to reopen yourself up, to reach out again, and to listen again. My friends, we are together on a revolutionary path to bring love into the lives of all around us. To change the way man has approached life and let love have a chance. I send you good wishes in your meditation for the week. and namaste. May love enfold you. Peace be with you.